conflict in the Middle East has taken a toll not just in Gaza, but also in Lebanon to the north of Israel. Hi, I'm Rob West. Fighting between Israel and the terror group Hezbollah has caused what many are calling a humanitarian crisis in Lebanon. We'll get an update today from Tom Adama and Jack Hibbert of Hartford, Lebanon. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our guests today for the broadcast are Jack Hibbert and Tom Adama of Hartford, Lebanon. Tom is co-founder of this unique ministry. Hartford, Lebanon provides basic necessities of life to refugees and many others there in Lebanon while sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tom, Jack, great to have you on the program today.
Good to be with you, Rob. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for having us, buddy.
Absolutely. You know, let me just say before we dive in that, you know, this is such an important topic. We talk every day about money on this broadcast, looking at how we as stewards can manage God's money through the lens of Scripture. And what we often say is that this is one of God's good creations, money, that we're to provide for ourselves and we're to enjoy, and we use it to meet the needs of our families. But when we look at Scripture, what jumps off the page is that we're to be generous, that part of why God entrusts to us what he does is so we can share it. And it's the ultimate demonstration of trust. As we give, we're connected to God's activity, but we're also saying, God, I know you're my provider, and so I can give and be involved in your work. I don't have to hold everything with a clenched fist. And we want to focus on one of those giving opportunities today. This is such an important topic as it relates to our stewardship. So let's look at one of those topics that I believe is on the heart of God. And this is squarely in the center of that. Tom, I want you to begin today and tell us about the history of Hartford, Lebanon and the philosophy behind the ministry as well.
Well, Rob, you know, I had the distinct privilege of working for Dr. Billy Graham. And in 2001, he sent me to the Middle East, to Beirut, Lebanon, to train pastors from Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon. 285 national pastors from those countries sat in a room with me twice a year, every year. Since 2001, we did it for 13 years. Then all of a sudden in 2006, Hezbollah shoots a rocket over into the country of Israel and happens to kidnap three Israeli soldiers off the border, and is what's known as the July War started. It started actually on July 12th in 2006. It lasted for 34 days. It produced over 1,000 Lebanese that died in southern Lebanon, total devastation in southern Lebanon and spotty throughout the country of Lebanon. But because of my relationship with Camille Melki, my co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, but back then he was our conference coordinator and he ran Mediterranean Bible College, he looked at me and I looked at him and said, so how long are we going to teach leadership before we do something practical so that your people can see and hear about Jesus Christ, who's the ultimate answer to their problems.
Yeah.
And Camille said, well, you know my heart. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And if you'll stand with me, let's go do it. So in 2006, in October of that year, we launched Heart for Lebanon as a natural response to the crisis between Hezbollah and Israel. It was a unique way. Camille and I didn't know what we were going to do, but we knew what we didn't want to do.
Yes,
I had the privilege of traveling in a lot of countries, working with a lot of ministries. Camille was head of a Bible college, and we decided right off the bat we didn't want to be a niche ministry. We were going to try to be a ministry as close to the heart of Jesus as we could be. And so therefore, we launched out with humanitarian aid and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what connected those two arms is what everybody knows as relationships. What happens if we give humanitarian aid unconditionally, or an education to kids who can't have it unconditionally, but yet holistically? What happens if we do that, not by backing up the truck and dumping off the food or whatever, but taking the food bag to their tent, to the place they live, and sitting there and have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee with them, and saying, what's your dreams? What's your hopes? What's your future? Showing them the love of Christ. And then eventually, it's been proven over and over again, Rob, they'll say to us, Well, you've been here for like 2-3 months giving us stuff, helping us stuff. You're educating my son and daughter, and, yes, and you haven't asked me for anything. Well, I'm glad you did, because it's the love of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about him.
Wow. That's incredible. Folks, that's what we're talking about today. It's our opportunity to respond to the call. You can be a part of this with your gift at faithfi.com/Lebanon. Faithfi.com/Lebanon. A lot more to come. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's the season of Lent, a time in the church calendar leading into Easter. And whether you observe Lent or not, it can lead to a worthwhile conversation about the value of fasting. According to Matthew 6:17-18, it was the Lord Jesus who taught us how to fast. He assumed we would. He said, "When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen." So done for the right reasons and in the right way, fasting is a spiritual practice to cultivate. And when we fast, we're saying we don't live by bread alone. We need God's Word. Grow in your walk with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Joining me today, my good friends Tom Adama and Jack Hibbard of Heart for Lebanon. You may not be familiar with what's happening in Lebanon right now, the need that is there by those Lebanese households and the Assyrian refugee households that are there, that in many cases, 99% of the Syrian refugee households don't even have enough money to buy food. And yet, Heart for Lebanon is there to establish a relationship, as Tom described, to meet physical needs, but also to share the love of Jesus Christ. And we're taking an opportunity today to set aside our normal broadcasting to really invite you into the opportunity to be a generous giver, to take a portion of what God has entrusted to you to meet the needs of those in this part of the world. You can do that at faithfi.com/Lebanon. Each investment of $116 will help bring food, emergency supplies, and the gospel for the next 4 months to a child and their family. We want to give you more details on that. Jack, Tom shared the history of this incredible work before the break, but I'd love for you to share a bit about what grabbed your heart about this ministry that you've been involved in for the past 8 years, and specifically what Heart for Lebanon does to provide relief.
Yeah, you know, Rob, Tom mentioned that we started in 2006, and I took my first trip in 2008, and I every time I hear Tom talk about the beginning of Heart for Lebanon, it kind of makes me smile a little bit, because I went over, he talked about teaching leadership there. He invited me in 2008 to see him and the team teach leadership to four countries, but what he didn't tell me was going to happen was that we were going to go out and distribute food packages for this little fledgling startup ministry called Heart for Lebanon. And at that time, we had about 100 families that we were serving, Iraqi war refugee families. And you know, it was impressive to see the relationship with the people there. But I didn't go back to Lebanon for 8 years after that. I went back in 2016, and something happened on that trip that all the things Tom told me about in 2008, I actually could see them playing out. I remember Tom saying, you know, we don't want to be transactional. We want to be relational. And I thought, you know, it sounds like a good leadership lesson, Tom. That's something you probably would put up on one of the screens or the slides.
Yeah.
But I actually saw it play out in real life, Rob. I walked into a Hope Center in the South. And these Hope Centers, you'll hear us talk about it a bunch during this hour. These Hope Centers are where so much of our ministry takes place. We actually have an acronym for that word HOPE. It's Helping Overcome Poverty Through Education. And that really was the first thing that we tried to do with these Hope Centers, was give refugee and poor Lebanese children the opportunity to do something that they don't normally get. In fact, refugees are not allowed in Lebanese schools. In fact, they don't want them in the country, but they definitely do not want them in their schools. And so we thought if we could give them the opportunity of education, we would give them a hope for the future. But if we could do it with teachers that love Jesus as their Savior and get to pour God's love into them every day through biblical character curriculum and chapels, we knew we could give them a hope forever. And so I saw this play out. I walked into a Hope Center in the south of Lebanon, and a little girl by the name of Rahaf came running across the playground. And I got to tell you now, this was not a plant. They knew we were from America, but this girl came over unsolicited, wrapped her arms around me, and said to me the following words. And I remember the broken English almost word for word, because I've kept this, Rob, on my phone as a reminder to pray for Rahaf for all these years since. But she looked up at me and she said, I love Heart for Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon learned me about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus changed me for best. I love Jesus so much.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, I got to find out more. But in fact, in that moment, I said, hang on. I want to record that on my phone. And as I said, I carry that around today. But I went into the Hope Center director and I said, Denise, you know, this little girl, Rahaf, I mean, you've got to tell me more about her. And she said, yeah. Jack, you don't know half the story. She said, 3 months after Rahaf started coming to our Hope Center, we got a knock on the door from her mother. She unfolded the story for us of how they had to hide in a cave for 5 days before they ever were able to get into the country of Lebanon. They came from Aleppo, Rob. A lot of people remember Aleppo as a really awful place in the Syrian war. Took them 5 days to hide in that cave, 5 more days to get into a farmer's field where they now live as refugees. We met Rahaf there, and of course, we invited her to our Hope Center after, you know, providing them with those emergency supplies and food that they needed just to get by. And of course, I shared with you what happened in her life, but she said, here's what I want you to understand. The mom came to us and said, hey, what did you do to my daughter? We said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, she's completely changed, absolutely changed. What have you done to my daughter? Wow. And she said, in that moment, we had the opportunity to share the gospel. And that mom that morning came to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But here's the rest of the story. The rest of her siblings all now have a relationship with Jesus. And I said, Denise, this is unbelievable. You reach a child, you reach the family. And she looked at me very kindly. And she said, Jack, it's way bigger than that. You reach a child, you reach a family. You reach that family, you can reach a community. You reach the community, you can reach the country. And from there, you can reach the world.
Wow.
And Rob, I got to tell you, that's what excites me about this opportunity that we have this morning, just even to talk about this, because I think we, as a Faith 5 family, have the opportunity, literally, if we can catch the vision, to change the world.
Yeah.
You never know what the gospel's going to do in a little girl like Rahaf, and where she's going to go once she has the opportunity to leave Lebanon and be an influence for Christ. And that's what, you know, when you talk about generosity and investing in the kingdom,
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today. You know, Tom likes to say if all God wanted to do through Jesus was to feed us, he would have sent a chef. But instead, he sent a savior. And that's our opportunity, is to share that savior with a population that for most have never even heard the name of Jesus, and really make an eternal difference with that opportunity today. So when we talk about this $116 helping to bring food and emergency supplies, yes, that's important. But as Tom said, it begins a relationship maybe with a little girl like Rahaf this morning. And we get the opportunity to share the gospel. And of course, that can change a life forever. So we're hoping that as people consider and pray about the opportunity to be generous today, that Rob will be as generous as they can. We've got thousands, really, of families now. In fact, I talked about those 100 families. We're now serving over 4,300 families every month with Heart for Lebanon. And so the need is huge. There are almost 2 million refugees in Lebanon alone. And we're hoping people will be as generous as they can right now.
That's incredible. Well, folks, you can respond right now. If you're like me, you get out of bed in the morning, you know the needs around the world are great, but you don't know a trusted partner that you can rely on to take real help, what Jack just described, food, emergency supplies, but also will carry the gospel along with it. And we wanted to give you that opportunity today as we share Heart for Lebanon, an incredible ministry that's proven and trusted, that's seeing life change every day, but in a desperate part of the world where the needs are significant. Tom Adama just returned from Lebanon. So after this next break, we'll get kind of an on-the-ground report from what he just experienced at the Hope Centers there, what the environment is given the unrest all around Lebanon, and how Heart for Lebanon is stepping into this unique moment in time to provide assistance and relief and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So folks, this is the time to respond. We're going to continue to talk about Heart for Lebanon and let you in on what's happening, but you can respond right now with a one-time gift or even a recurring donation. As Jack said, $116 helps one child and their family for 4 months. Maybe you've been blessed with more. $1,160 helps 10 children and their families for 4 months, which can change a nation. We'll be back with much more just around the corner. Stick around.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, my good friends Tom Adama and Jack Hibbard from Hartford, Lebanon. You know, when we look at the scriptures, we see that giving is on the heart of God. Giving to God's, the teaching of God's word, the ministry of God's justice, and the ministry of God's mercy. And I can't think of a more opportune giving situation than what's going on in Lebanon right now. You may not be aware that Lebanon hosts the highest population of refugees per capita of any nation in the world. Over 2 million refugees of war residing there in Lebanon, and 90% of them are struggling to survive, living in extreme poverty in the midst of radical ideologies and an economic collapse. Of course, regional wars are front and center as well. Well, meeting that need in a physical way, but also with the hope and love of Jesus, is Hartford Lebanon. They've been doing it for a long time. They're trusted, and we wanted to shine a light on this incredible work today, and you can be involved in it with your gift right now at faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faithfi.com/Lebanon, and you'll see right there how you can give a one-time or a recurring donation. Just $116 would help one child and their family for 4 months, and there's giving levels well beyond that for those who have been entrusted with much. But what an amazing opportunity for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus, using what he's entrusted to us to share with others in need. And speaking of that need, Tom, I know you just returned from Lebanon, and I'd love to get a firsthand account of what's going on the ground.
Well, thanks, Rob. Yeah, I was there for 2 weeks. It was an interesting 2 weeks. I was there to teach in our missional leadership program, but also spent time with our team. And it was around there. I've never been in a war zone per se like this, and been to Lebanon many different times. But when you see the black smoke going up, you see white drones overhead, you see a lot of this taking place, you know that it's a very active war zone. Of course, they don't use that word right now. It's a conflict between Hezbollah and Israel that's escalating every day. Even this morning, just before your program started, it escalated more and is up into the northern Baca Valley. There's been some firing back and forth. And it's been interesting because every place I went, and Rob, you deal with finances every day, because Lebanon has 8 different crises, not counting this current conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. And the core of that, those crises, is finance, corruption. Since October of 2019, the country's gross domestic product has fallen 50%.
Wow.
It now plagues 83.4% of the population now live at or below the extreme poverty line. It's a corruption problem. The situation today, as I was walking around and visiting with people in our team and our staff members, was much different than it was in 2006. 2006, with that last Hezbollah-Israel war took place, they had a fully functioning economy. They had a functioning bank system. None of that exists today.
Wow.
Supplying credit to the private sector, and that doesn't exist today. They had a government in place. They had a president in place. Today, there is no government. There's a caretaker president. Nothing's getting done. The country's falling apart. When I left the airport, I said to my driver, wait a minute. All this is falling apart, and the streets are packed, and the shops are packed. And we went to a mall to have lunch, and the mall was packed with people. I said, how does this happen?
Yeah.
You're in all this devastation. The economy is falling apart. You can't get money out of the bank. How are they affording all this? He said, they're borrowing money from whoever they can to make life as happy as it can be for them, looking back to what made a happier day. You can't continue that way. It's going to get worse in Lebanon. It's not going to get better. S&P Global, while I was there, said that Lebanon is in a selective default. I was at our ministry center in the Baca. I just got done teaching, and two military officers came to the door, and they knocked, and they wanted to know if we would be willing to help them with some food packages because they didn't have anything left. And so we got into a conversation with them. They were very kind, very, very nice. In fact, one of them said to me, "Thank you." And I went, "What are you thanking me for?" And he said, "Because you're paying my salary, $110 per month. That's all I get." Come to find out, the U.S. is paying each military person in Lebanon $110 per month. That's all they get. They can't survive on that. Yeah. I don't know anybody who can survive on that. And they're coming with questions. And here's what the military guy said to me. He says, "Thank you for this money that comes from the U.S. It's helping a little bit, but I need food." And we worked that out to help them. And they have two children. We put them, one in our Hope Educational Program, one in our Children at Risk Initiative. And he said to me, "When's this going to end? When's this going to happen? I've been a Muslim my whole life, and I've been taught that we're peaceful people, but all I've ever known is war and hatred. And there's got to be an answer to this." Rob, every question I heard on this trip is a Jesus question.
Yes, it is.
And if we're not there to answer it, radical groups are, and they will recruit off of it.
Wow.
This is a historic moment in history. I have never seen a time. I had a good friend with me from Germany. Yasser was with me. His grandfather started the Muslim Brotherhood in Sudan. And he said, "Tom, tell the Western Church every opportunity you can that they're missing it. This is the moment to reach Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is our Esther moment. We have a responsibility. We have a privilege as born-again faith followers of the Lord Jesus Christ to share the good news of the gospel, because that's the answer to Lebanon's problem. And here's what makes it so cool in Lebanon for me, and I should be for everybody. This is the most democratic, freest, Muslim background people country in the world. You're free to proselytize. You're free to disciple. You're free to do all that. That's the great news. The bad news is, so's everybody else.
Right.
we need to step up our game and get in there and make a difference. And we're doing it. And I've seen in our Kurdish service, we just started it in the afternoon in the South, 350 people, all Muslim background, all praising Jesus together. It was a mosaic of ethnic groups.
I love it.
Yes to Jesus.
Incredible. Tom, stay right there. More to come just around the corner. We'll be right back.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope. And now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
Are you being honest and dependable in your personal money matters? Honesty is one of the first things Jesus requires of new believers. When some tax collectors approached Jesus to be baptized, they asked, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what you have been ordered to." You need to be honest to be effective for God's kingdom work.
Tune in to Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central on American Family Radio.
My grocery bill went up 11% this year. Gas, utilities, rent, all went up. But my paycheck, the same. I also pay for my own healthcare, a huge expense. A friend recommended Christian Healthcare Ministries as an option to insurance, and CHM helps pay for medical needs while allowing some breathing room in my budget. Open enrollment is here, so make the switch today with potential cost savings up to 40%. Christian Healthcare Ministries at chministries.org/faithfi.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a certified Kingdom advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Each day on this program, we dive into the scriptures and help you think about your role as a steward in managing God's money. It's a high calling. It's a privilege to be a money manager for the King of Kings. The question is, does the way we're handling God's money reflect what's most important to us? Yes, we're to enjoy it and to provide for ourselves and provide for our families, but we also are to give, to be generous with what God has entrusted to us. And it's a privilege to be able to participate in God's activity. He allows us to have a piece of His work through our giving, among other ways. And today we want to shine a spotlight on one of those really compelling giving opportunities. You see, we believe giving actually breaks the grip of money over our lives, but it also allows you to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And today the context for that giving is Heart for Lebanon, where there's an incredible need in the midst of incredible devastation. More refugees than per capita than anywhere in the world are in Lebanon. And Heart for Lebanon is meeting physical needs, which is opening the door to an opportunity to share the gospel in an environment that it's incredibly ripe because it's open and free. And as Tom Adam, a co-founder, said just before the break, it's wide open for the gospel because you're actually allowed to proselytize and disciple right there. But absent somebody sharing the good news and the hope of Jesus, radical ideologies are very present and willing to step into that gap. And so we want to give you an opportunity to be a part of this need. As you make a gift today to Heart for Lebanon, you can do it quickly and securely at faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faith. FI.com/Lebanon, $116, helps one child and their family for 4 months. You can give $232 to help two children and their families, and right on up if you have the ability to do a bit more. And we would just challenge you to be a part of this incredible work today. Tom, you were sharing before the break your recent experience on the ground in Lebanon, and I know as you were there, there was actually a military strike right near one of your Hope Centers. Share with us the latest on what's happening there.
Yeah, we had a strike within a half a mile of our Hope Center in the south. Everybody was fine. A few people got knocked a little wobbly, I would say. Yeah. Books came off of shelves. Some windows cracked. A couple doors got blown off. But once again, it was all usable. It's all fixable. No life was lost. What the good thing was, God protected us in a big way because the school had let out about an hour before the strike happened. It's a reminder to us, Rob, that the days are short. Yeah. Somebody asked me not long ago, so how long do you think you'll be able to witness and share the gospel in the country of Lebanon? And I said, well, as long as Jesus tarries, we'll be able to do it. But I don't know how long he's going to tarry. A couple of years ago, I felt very strongly that the window was wide open and we could do whatever we wanted. We had time. I don't feel that way after this last trip. The shade is coming down. It's coming down faster than I thought it's coming down. It's not that the Lebanese people will shut us out. It's that we will have less and less opportunities to travel around and meet people at the point of their need in their own environment. You know, maybe John said it best. He says, as long as it's day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Mm-hmm. Night's coming when no one can work. So my question to myself this morning when I got up is, why don't I want to work to my 110%? Why don't I want to give 110%? Night's coming, and I've got to give it all I can.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great word, Tom. Your gift at faithfi.com/Lebanon allows Heart for Lebanon to deliver hope unconditionally to children and their families affected by these crises. And Jack, you're seeing that as well. Why is now the time for folks to respond?
Well, because honestly, Rob, and I know this sounds like hyperbole sometimes when we talk about it, lives are hanging in the balance in Lebanon. We've seen it. We've heard the stories. In fact, we want to share one that I think illustrates exactly what we're talking about, the tough choices that are having to be made every day in the lives of these hurting Lebanese people. But thanks to folks and friends like you this morning, they're not having to make those very difficult choices. Listen to Noria's story.
Noria and her 14-year-old son, Sabhai, survived the unthinkable in Syria. The majority of their family was killed in an airstrike, and Noria's husband abused and abandoned them. They arrived in Lebanon with very few possessions, no money, and a great need. You see, every 2 weeks, Sabhai needs to go to the hospital for lengthy blood transfusions. Noria works tirelessly cleaning houses, but with the collapsing economy in Lebanon, it's never enough.
With the money I make cleaning houses, I can only afford either food or blood transfusion for Sabhai. I thank God Heart for Lebanon has kept us from choosing. Sabhai and I can now eat and be sure he can go to his next treatment. I'm so grateful.
It's investments from friends like you that makes this possible. Your gift to Heart for Lebanon today will provide emergency supplies and the gospel. Please be as generous as you can when you call or go online now.
I mean, Rob, can you imagine just for a second having to make a choice between, you know, life-saving blood transfusions and eating that day?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's what these people are facing each and every day. You mentioned it earlier. I think Tom said nearly 85% of everybody living in Lebanon right now needs some kind of aid. And these refugee families that we serve, 99% of every one of them do not know where their next meal is coming from. But again, thanks to friends like you, Noria didn't have to make a choice. But there are really literally thousands of Norias still waiting for our help this morning. Your investment of $116 is going to help bring food, emergency supplies, but more importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ to a child and their family right now. And by the way, in case you're thinking, well, you know, I'd love to be a super generous today. You can take really any amount and break that into a monthly recurring gift. Just let the operator know when you call 888-201-5577. That's 888-201-5577. Or as Rob's been mentioning, you can go to faithfi.com/Lebanon and make that choice online as well. But we're really hoping you'll be as generous as you can. I've got to tell you, Rob, you know, I just want to take a second and thank you and the FaithFi team for your trust, not only in Heart for Lebanon, but just for the shared heart we have in this. I mean, the exciting part about the opportunity today is, you know, this day, this opportunity this morning is a lot. It really is not what we want from people, but it's what we want for people. And I love the fact that we share this vision and this heart together. I mean, this is our opportunity really to grow closer to Jesus today because, you know, we know when we let go of that grip that we have on the things that we think we own, and obviously money's right at the top of that list. We know when we let go of that, we have to trust the Lord that he's going to provide for us. And we know that we can. And it's in that moment that our faith in him and our trust in him grows. And that's what we really want for you listening today, friend. We want you to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And being generous toward God is one of those acts of worship that helps us do that. And so that really is our hope and prayer. Yes, we need the resources to be able to do what God's called us to do in Lebanon. But more importantly than that, we want to connect you to what he's doing there right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's Jack Hibbard. We're also talking with Tom Adama, co-founder of Heart for Lebanon today. This is your opportunity to respond, folks. 888-201-5577. 888-201-5577 or faithfi.com/Lebanon. We'll be right back with our final segment today talking about Heart for Lebanon. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Pastor Jim Scudder, and we're so excited because In Grace, as we've been broadcasting for a long time in the evenings here on American Family Radio, will now be heard at 11:30 in the morning Central Time. We would love for you to listen. If you haven't heard us before, tune in for some Bible teaching and some adventure right here on this American Family Radio station.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances. And FaithFi is here to help you and many others to be wise stewards of God's resources. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Please consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
I'm so thankful you've joined us today here on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me for this broadcast today, with a little different format than we normally have, my good friends Jack Hibbard and Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon. Folks, we talk about generosity all the time here on this broadcast, and we thought we would take a chance just to actually put that into motion as you have the opportunity to give to a ministry that's doing work in one of the most desperate parts of the world right now, right in the midst of Lebanon, where more refugees per capita than any nation on the world, and 99% of Syrian refugees in that part of the world don't have enough money to buy food. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And so your gift, a one-time gift of $116, or your monthly gift of $29 a month, will help one family get this critical food, emergency supply, and this is the most important part, the gospel, to carry back to their families and to even change their community. You can be a part of this great work by just going to faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faithfi.com/Lebanon, or calling, here's the number, 888-201-5577. Perhaps you've been entrusted with more and you can make a $1,000 or a $5,000 gift. That would certainly go a long way as well. 888-201-5577 or faithfi.com/Lebanon. Now, Tom, some folks may be wondering, what does the delivery of this actually look like? You know, so they give their $116 and we're helping them to understand that's going to bring food and emergency supplies and the gospel. How does that actually work itself out?
Well, it works itself out in the following method. Well, we've been on the air now almost an hour, and in this hour, three more bombs went off in southern Lebanon, and people just ran out of their house and just left and started going north. They come in contact with Heart for Lebanon in unique and different ways. But when they come to us and we go through the screening process, they're not getting aid from anybody else. They're not getting help from anybody else. They are desperate and total despair. And most people need some kind of food to survive life. So we call it supplement food items. It's nothing perishable. It's not going to last them all month. It's going to last a family of six, about 20 to 22 days, depending on how they use it. It's items where they can make food the way they like it, taste like they like it. And those food items will help them sustain life. But a lot of them also need emergency supplies. And those emergency supplies, like right now, is called a winterization kit. It's helping them survive the winter with winter coats, hats, mittens, boots. It does get cold in Lebanon. It does even snow in Lebanon. When I was there this time, just last week, we had 6 inches of snow up in the mountains. So it does get cold. It also provides them with blankets and pillows and whatever they need to survive life. But then most importantly, it allows us to sit with them and share with them, not just give them this stuff, but we do that unconditionally. But we want to have a conversation with them. We want to hear their dreams and their hearts and what they feel and help them with that emotional state they're in to get better. But ultimately, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that will make them better and they'll become better at life. And we've seen it over and over again that happens. Right now, we have room for another additional 25 children in our educational program in the afternoon in the South and to take care of their families. That's the current need that we have. And what we're looking for, as we've been saying all hour, is prayer and the financial support to put them into a program that's going to share with them Jesus. And most will come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's incredible. Thanks for that explanation. Folks, I don't think it's an accident that you're listening today. And if you'd like to respond and help and be a part of this ministry continuing, you can do that at faithfi.com/Lebanon or by calling, if it's easier, 888-201-5577. Jack, we've been talking about the significant need that's there on the ground in Lebanon. That certainly includes the children. More than 2 million children, both Lebanese and refugee children, are in need of education. Many of them need of food. These are at-risk children. Tell us about that part of the ministry.
Well, and Rob, over 50% of all of those refugees are under the age of 18. And, you know, so many of these children are being born into refugee tent settlements. Now, most of them, believe it or not, are born without a birth certificate. So let that sink in for just a second. If you had no, in effect, identity, what your future would look like. And so that's the privilege that we have, is to be able to take these kids, bring them to a Hope Center where they're loved by teachers who love Jesus and get to share that love with him. And, you know, honestly, Rob, that's where most of the impact that we see in our ministry is happening. I shared the story earlier this hour about a little girl whose entire family came to know Christ because of just her witness of what happened in her life. And it just happens over and over and over again. The children are the ones that are at the most risk. Tom talked about the fact that if we don't rescue these kids for Jesus, somebody else is going to capture them for evil. Yeah. We have a terrorist training camp that's literally 3 miles away from our Hope Center in the Baca Valley. And, you know, they're coming into these refugee tent settlements just like Heart for Lebanon's doing, trying to develop a relationship, but for all the wrong reasons. We want to develop relationships with these families so that we can rescue these kids for Jesus Christ. And I thought maybe a great way to kind of start to begin to wrap up our time together today would be to share the testimony of one of those kids who came to us like so many children do, traumatized by the impact and effects of how they're living and the effects of war, and changed through the encounter of the gospel. Here's Abdul's story.
Abdul used to be a violent child. I would often get complaints about him. He even hurt the animals. Nothing passed without harm coming from him.
I was a very furious person, and I had an issue where part of my face was paralyzed and I couldn't eat properly. And this issue made my anger even worse. Everything changed when I came to the school and met Jesus Christ. Mr. Milad supported me to undergo treatments and heal.
During that time, I called Heart for Lebanon, wondering what my child was learning and why he changed so much during this short period. If he saw a child climbing up the stairs, he would punch them in the face. Now, he helps any child climb up the stairs. He really has compassion now. I never expected to see him change like that. What really brings me joy and hope is the presence of the Lord in my life and seeing my kids grow and pursue their dreams.
I learned about the importance of prayer. My anger and fury went away and all the nervousness subsided. I let go of all the bad things, turned a new white page, and became a new person. I was reborn.
I mean, that's what it's all about for us, Rob. Yeah. It's life change. And I hope that as people have listened today, that's what they've begun to get a picture of what happens when they make an investment into the Ministry of Heart for Lebanon. Tom said it at the very top of this hour. You know, we are not a relief organization. You know, if all you do is go into situations like Lebanon and feed people, all you have is a transaction. Yeah. But we knew from day one as an organization that if we were going to have an impact for Jesus, one that would last forever, we were going to have to develop relationships with these Muslim cultured people that would give us the right, earn us the right to be able, as Tom said, in the freest, most democratic society of the Middle East, give us the right to share the gospel with these people. And little kids like Abdul, they're being changed every single day through those investments. And that's why we're just boldly asking today for you to join us. We talked about this earlier, $116, what it does. Well, it's an investment into eternity, really. That's the bottom line. But it'll bring food and emergency supplies. That is the transaction that opens the door for us to share the relationship of the gospel. And by the way, let me just say this. That $116, just more specifically, it takes care of 4 months. Not 1 month, 4 months. Yeah. Think about that. You can't take your family out to dinner tonight for $116. So in the economy of Lebanon, we can do a lot with just that single gift, which is why we're asking you to be as generous as you can. You know, maybe you can help 5 kids and their families. $580 would help us do that. A gift of $1,160 would take care of 10 children and their families. But honestly, whatever part the Lord would have you play, that's what we're asking you to do. Ask Him and then just walk in obedience. And I can pledge and promise to you that Heart for Lebanon will use that in a way in which God can multiply it through all, you know, I believe all of eternity. You know, you may never meet the people that you help us to make a relationship with until one day you're walking down to heaven in through the streets of heaven and somebody says, thank you. Thank you for that day that you were listening to Faith By live on AFR, because that made all the difference in my life. And I hope you're catching that vision today. Rob said it earlier. I don't think you're listening by mistake. Yeah. And so today is our opportunity to really make a difference in the world. And more importantly, as I said earlier, connect you to where God is working. And Rob, we know there's no better blessing than that, right?
That's exactly right. Just about 30 seconds left. Tom, a final word.
Thank you so very much, Rob, for the value of your time and for your listeners' time. We're praying for you. God bless your ministry. And thank you for this opportunity, this historic moment in world history. To be on Faith and Finance is not taken for granted.
Well, gentlemen, we're grateful for your work, and we're so thrilled that we could take and set aside our normal programming today to shine a light on this critical work that's taking place right now at a unique time in history. People need Jesus, and you're bringing hope and healing and physical resources, and we're grateful. Tom and Jack, thanks for being on the program today. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much.
Rob.
Thank you.
Folks, the only thing left is to respond. If you want to be a part of this incredible work, you can call right now. 888-201-5577. That's 888-201-5577. Or go online. faithfi.com/Lebanon. faithfi.com/Lebanon. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to share this important work with you today. Back tomorrow with our regularly scheduled programming and your questions. Let me say thanks to my team today. Couldn't do it without them. Robert Sutherland, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood, along with the incredible cast and crew of all we do here at FaithFi. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.